Hello, everyone. Hello, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, you've tuned in to Radiance by Design. I'll bet you knew that or you wouldn't have tuned in, would ya? Radiance by Design is all about you. We're going to do a meditation tonight, a collective, a group meditation for manifestation, for healing, for just self-discovery and using sacred geometrics because they're a great way to really tune in to the building blocks of reality. And they're beautiful, aren't they? I don't know if you've done it before, but for a lot of us who use these structures, it's if somebody is a real pain in the neck out there, and you throw them in a structure and you spin that structure, and you throw yourself in a structure and spin that, woo, you can offset some of the most amazing discord. And it's also such a nice, beautiful, elegant way to resolve issues. So let's see, what are we going to talk about? What we've been talking about a lot lately are spirits. What is it like to deal with spirits? You and I have got all kinds of, I would say like Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. You have your healing team, you have all kinds of consciousness around you as we head to source. That's how I perceive it. And the consciousness comes in the form of what, guides or sometimes ETs, like in Jackie's case, or all of us. Who knows whether our guidance is many levels of connection, some of which are simply spirits being that you've been in, beings that you've been in association with over different lifetimes or different imprints or different experiences and so on. And very often, because you've had experiences in different lifetimes, you have, well, you know this part, you've been programmed, so you have a reaction based on your interaction with somebody, whether it was unrequited love or some kind of cruel loss or abuse or simply love and a desire to connect. But very often what happens is in your reactions inside, you'll find yourself having a deep yearning. For example, I have a client and she's been missing, she's been through tremendous transformation for the last 13 years, and it's been really crazy. Looking for a mate, never finding a mate. I mean, a bunch of you have gone through that sort of thing, haven't you? Anyway, we were doing a reading the other day, and I suddenly what popped in was this being from the other side that she had been in association with, and oh my goodness, it was very, very specific. And I don't know how many of you have been through some of the explorations of great healing teaching masters that have been on the planet. But one of them was a spiritual teacher called Peter Donneuve. He set up a thing called Panurhythmia. It's a system of movement. It's a holistic system and so on. Anyway, he started off being Russian or Eastern European or something. I have to go back and reread his data on the web. And he was born in the mid-1800s, and he died, I think, in the late 1940s. He lived quite a long life. I think maybe he made 90 or something. But in any case, what was really interesting about this woman's channeling, the reading that she had, was her lover loved her so much. But the two of them together had gone through the Hitler years. They'd been from, I couldn't tell if it was this Austria or Switzerland, but anyway, they were in the Alps there somewhere, and they went right through the whole horrible Second World War time. They went through a lot longer than that, but they went through the Second World War time, and they were talking, or he was showing me and showing her that they had been through a terrific amount and had been very, very safe, but had been very active in a spiritual kind of an underground or a metaphysical community that spread throughout Europe, Russia, England, and so on. And we finally got his name. And I had studied something about him many years ago, and I'm going, I think I know who that is. And it turns out, as a metaphysician, he had a following of well over 40,000 people. Now, that might not seem that high to us, nowadays with overpopulation and tremendous communication, but when you consider it in the 30s and the 40s, that is a huge, huge gathering of people around metaphysics. So that's something important to think about. But in any case, this fellow that had been her lover had passed away in a kind of a tragic, a very tragic accident, and died, excuse me. And she was heartbroken, and she didn't last much longer after he died. And what it was is that it's not a retribution that she's seeking with her partner. She's been seeking the ultimate partner. And turns out it was this guy who's in her soul's journey that she misses terribly. Isn't that interesting? And that made a lot of sense because I've known her for a long time. She's always beating the bushes to find the next person. And no, she's not egregious like that. She's not zealous like that. But, you know, she's always wanting to have a partner, and it never seems to work. And she has this really deep, deep, deep desire to connect. But what she did is she stayed over here. She came back to this planet and didn't stay on the other side with him when she crossed over. Because she's here, again, to release a terrific amount of karma, to finish off a whole bunch of entrails of other relationships. And he was often doing his own thing for a while. Now he's tuning back in and really wants them to be associated. So that's really quite an interesting thing. I was stunned by that channeling. It was just so, what could I say, picturesque? But the whole thing was also that the number of reactions that can be looked at and felt from a drive, from a yearning, from a zest for something, from a just wanting something to be different than it is. A lot of that comes from our attachments to various other people in various other lifetimes, as you well know. So there you have it. So what we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to do our meditation, do some healing work and so on. And I'm going to really invite you to call in. And I would like to do more exploration, more talking to spirits, more learning by actually seeing who you invite to talk to you. And I can see several of them already happening. More yearning, more learning for us to heal or unhook our connection. You see, if you know, if somebody's pulling at you or if some reaction is pulling at you, and you learn more about the spirit, especially if the spirit is willing to come to you and unhook, then it becomes really a very rapid change, doesn't it? If you can unhook from the frustration that's left behind, that's keeping you sort of pivoting around a reaction. And it's really, really interesting stuff. I'm going, wow, I didn't expect it to be this way. The thing that I'm finding over and over, and I'd like to consult with a few other people who are in this biz, because what I'm finding is it seems that the spirits themselves also get unhooked. So they're getting a relief, and you're getting a relief, and I'm getting a relief from something that might have been a subconscious kind of, I call it the tyranny of the subconscious. We all want to learn how to manifest in this lifetime. We're learning as a species that we can create our reality. We're all learning how bamboozled we are by the structures that exist, how kind of controlled and enslaved we are by the structures that exist. And it's really good to find out as you wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, that it's easier to go through the veil, it's easier to cross through the veil, it's easier to associate with many sources of wisdom and perspective from over there, but also it's easy to much easier to unhook the way we've all been tied together in these really beautiful etheric kind of drama knots, if you will. I'm kind of chuckling about that. So let's see what happens tonight. And I hope you're getting ready to, getting your digital finger ready to be calling in and talking to me about what's going on in your life. If you don't want to talk to spirits, that's okay. You can call in about anything your little heart desires. It's a very, very interesting time on our planet. Things are moving very fast. Things are boiling and bubbling. There are more and more conscious people. There are more and more. My partner, Bob, who's at CES down in Las Vegas right now, We were talking about how when I look at my computer, it goes in the other direction as if my electricity is far too much for it. And I know I'm an electrical being. But we were talking about how more and more people, oh, and one of my clients who does sound work for Hollywood Films was saying this is so for people that she has to mic a lot, that the electricity or the vibrations and frequencies these days are so much that normal high-frequency electronics don't necessarily work around people whose frequencies are increasing. So it's like, that's a whole new technological issue, isn't it? Meeting up with the demands of a very fast-moving, high-frequency moving group of people called humanity. We want that, because the faster your frequencies go, the higher your frequencies are, the easier it is to manifest in a life that is taking you up higher and higher instead of actually just being in the controls of what was before, or being able to manifest more and more of the locked-in feeling with the oligarchy or the powers that be. Enough about that. We've probably talked about that a lot before, and we'll get back at it after the meditation. I hope you're getting ready to call in, all of you. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Good work. And now above your head, about 2 miles, the golden ball, create a beautiful golden ball. Make it very radiant. And below your spine, about 20 feet, 40 feet, another golden ball, and drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Good. I just felt that go right through my body. Woo! We're on a skewer, ladies and gentlemen. And now drop a four-sided gold pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 40, 60 feet out. And then upside down, another pyramid. Its point goes into the lower golden ball, and its base meets the base of your upward-pointing pyramid. Good. Now, inside of that, you've got the beautiful, beautiful sphere, a gorgeous crystal ball, absolutely beautiful. And I say absolutely beautiful because to me it always looks like it's got every color of the rainbow sort of shimmering all around it. And inside of that there, you are in a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David, and you're spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning, and so am I. So let's spin and spin and spin. Spinning in a structure is a really great way to separate yourself from the fields that impose themselves on you, from everyone else, and even from everything else. And as you're spinning and spinning, look in front of you. You've got this amazing, magical screen. Woohoo! And on the screen, we're going to put some movies. And the first movie is all about you and what it is you want to become. I always say to you, I want to be in the moment, consciously multidimensional. I want to be in all dimensions at once, and I want to come from the heart. What is it you want? You don't have to do what I do. You just an idea. And then you see all the situations coming to help you find this goal that you've got. For me, it's like the waking up, the frequencies moving, the ability to perceive beyond the third dimension in greater and greater ability, being able to see the layers of dimensions. And I can see it right now. It's so precious. Good. And as I see that and enjoy it, I go, ha-ha, I got it. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now the second movie is about you and what it is you want to create. What would you like to create? Okay, some of you want home and family. Some of you want like very strong security. I want to say to you that security is in change right now. So what was secure for you before has to change to a degree, because who you are is changing and who we are as a species is changing. So let some of it flow through your etheric fingers. So let's take a look. I want to do a certain kind of a business, multi-aspected. Includes my website and all the different facets of consciousness I want to create for the sake of many of the people that I'm working with. What is it you want to do? Do books and television and all kinds of things. And so I see this huge, multifaceted focus that I have. What do you have? And we see the resources coming, the people, the places, the things, the money. All the resources come to build your big dream. You've already started a lot of it, haven't you? And as you build your big dream, if you're just starting it, it doesn't matter. Just start right now. Build this big dream. And build this big dream. Okay, and see all the pieces coming. And now you see it coming to fruition. Oh, wow, it's beautiful. And as it comes to fruition, you get all the resources it's going to take, people, places, things, money, so on, to continue it, to sustain it, to continue it for however long it's going to last. Good. And when you've got that going, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now the next part is the Galactic Healing Center. That's right. And I would like you to bring in your healing guides. You all have a network of coalescence of beings around you, and you have all kinds of consciousnesses around you. So bring in the ones that have specifically to do with healing. And we have a healing table there, and have them circle around your healing table. They want to help. That's why they're there, isn't it? They're all a part of our multidimensional neighborhood. As we move our way to Source, we get included in Source or re-evolved into Source. Now, the first person that comes in and lies on the table is you, or in my case, me. So in you come, and let's pop onto that table. And then you can look up at your guides and ask for what it is you want. Or you can ask them what it is you really need. And look at the compassion in their eyes. Look at in their presence. There's so much compassion. Wonderful, wonderful. Now they're working away on us, aren't they? Yeah. Working away. In my situation, they're working on, I guess it's my whole DNA setup, because they're working on my family history, my genetic history, the DNA, my brain. Good. And they're running energy throughout my body. Can you feel that in you? Are you getting that same thing? And when it gets going a lot, let's wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and ask it to keep stewing. And now we bring in a fresh healing table, and our wonderful, magical team can replicate themselves around this table. And who is it you want to work on right now? Okay, this is not a physical thing, but I'm going to get him to come in and lie down. I have a wonderful client who is from Spanish heritage. He's from a pretty good, hardworking family, not wealthy. And he's losing his little rental home and his small home to Wells Fargo and I think Chase Bank. And he has fought it himself nobly, like nobody's business, for about 5 years. And even though he almost won, they turned that decision around and Wells Fargo came in and he just lost everything to them today. And I know, you and I know this, it makes me upset because you know why? I don't need to say this. He's worked so hard. He's got himself a real little education, lost his relationship because he gave so much of himself and his time and all the money he had to fight this because it was a real part of the mortgage swindle. Now we're wrapping him in light and we're wrapping his case in light. We're wrapping his home in light, and we're asking the team to do some healing work on him and his radiance, because maybe he can do an appeal. I'm asking them if they recommend that he does an appeal, and they do. And what they're doing is they're giving him, ooh, I can feel it. Can you feel it? Tremendous healing energy for his heart, his chest, for his courage, for his brain. That's right. And I feel like this is a very noble man. I wanted to call him a young man. He's in his late 40s now. but he sure worked hard on this. We're going to wrap him in light and show his... Oh, I know what else we're going to do before we wrap him in light. We're going to have the healing team have banks and banks of their healing teams. Each of them has their own source of consciousness as well. So realm after realm up behind each one of them. And ask for the highest consciousness to come through and absolutely penetrate this fellow's brain, his cells, his DNA, his base chakra, all of his chakras, in fact, to really lift them and get his radiance going so high that it just is going to work. Let's do that. I have great faith in him. Excellent. And now we're going to wrap that in light and move it over to the side and have them, that multidimensional healing teams, to continue working on him and that mortgage situation. And you know this. I mean, maybe he'll lose those houses and maybe he'll just get something way better and an opportunity that leads to an expanded business. It's not up to me to decide what his fantasy is. But you and I know that sometimes our greatest losses are our greatest gains. So I'm saying to Spirit and to Source and to his angels and guides and so on, for the highest good of all, for the highest good of all, this man has put himself through a tremendous education from the heart on out, and he's also a metaphysician. Good. So let's wrap that in light and let it stew over there and just know that something great can come of it. Okay. All right, now we're bringing in someone else. This young lady has, we're going to go do money things, I think, today. Although, I see this woman who's got this tremendous lump on her thyroid. She has and she's going to have surgery. And what happened is she was due to have surgery when she had time off of work. And then got sick, so the surgery was postponed. So now she's a single mom and lives a distance from her own family. And she's going to be going in for surgery on the 15th. And we just want to make sure that we can help as much. We're going to call her healing team around her. And again, bring in the higher dimensions, have this healing be of a very high dimension. Good. We're going to see if we can change the DNA, again, so that she isn't as susceptible to this particular thing. There you go. They're telling me she's susceptible to it. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to name it, but they're going in through her DNA and changing it and giving her transformational energy, giving her a lymph transformation. How do you like that? And they're working with her brain, her frontal lobe, her belly area, and her base chakra. Mm-hmm. Good work. Good work. Okay, we're going to wrap that in light. And now I'm bringing in this woman who's very, very, she's sincere, but she's depressed. And she's in her 50s, and she can't see any way out. She's a little heavy. She doesn't feel well. She's, I guess it's lupus or something of that ilk. I can't quite tell what it is, but it's something like lupus. It's an immune disorder. And her life just seems to be becoming untenable. And I'm going to have her lie on the table. And we're having her team or the healing team replicate itself around her. And around the table. And again, let's bring in layers and layers of all the dimensional healers. Aha! So we talked about spirits. You see, what they're saying is that she has been weighed down this whole life because of connections to spirits through a very, very, there's a little clump of them here, through a very difficult period of her life and another life it was. And she... when she died, she was in a crowd. It was a huge crowd, and she was pushed out of safety. I guess there was an oncoming blowing up. It looks like it was a building blowing up, and she was pushed, and the whole crowd kind of seemed to have pushed on her. She fell, and she was crushed. And they're showing here how she has been weighed down through this whole life, because she also had a lot of emotional stuff going in that one. And they're showing this little crowd of beings who want to unhook her from that entire cataclysmic event that not only killed her, but killed her in such a way that she was very befuddled. She had no idea, A, what had happened, and B, why was it so heavy and on her? It was really hard. I think it might have been an earthquake and, and building collapsing and people all, they crushed her. I don't think they meant to, but that's what happened. And now let's pull a little bit more. They're pulling some strings and streams out of her. Now let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And let's do our political one. Now, some of my clients accessing my website, which I recommend you all do because it's new and it's really accessible. VeronicaAntwistle.com. But anyway, they were writing to me and saying when Galexis' show was on for 12, I think it was on the first show of the season. It was on January the 1st this year. And they were talking about how the greatest gift we can do for our country and for politics is to really see if we can get positive thoughts of support and comprehension to Obama so that he truly understands some of the inequities of finances, of how we have healthcare problems. We have a lot of the human support in our country are really weak. And there's a lot of reasons why, if you want to change them, it's better not to be combative. It's not to set up contrary situations, but it's to ask that Obama be able to receive compassionately the needs of the people. Yes. I was just reading about Chavez. I mean, he really did that in Venezuela. And he shifted the attention from the billionaires to the people who were poorer. And his country turned around, so it needs that sort of heart. He had the heart and he had the will. And Obama's got some of that. He seems to be sliding away from the grip of the lobbyists and becoming a little more attuned to what's going on with the people. But bottom line is what we want to do, because this is a wonderful time and place for us to learn to create the reality we believe in creating, where we can come from the heart. And we send that to Mr. Obama and have him feel in the heart that his people are really worth loving and saving and cherishing. Excellent. Excellent. So I see all of you doing that, and also that team of healers replicating themselves around Mr. Obama and seeing realms and realms and realms of consciousness, different dimensions, infusing him with wisdom, with expansion, with this huge cosmic understanding. He has that potential, doesn't he? So rather than be combative or interact with him on certain levels of controversy or politics, let's just send him as much love as we can and as much connection with those higher beings as we can. Excellent. We need that to go around the world, but he's a good place to start. So wrap him in light, wrap that situation in light, and push it over to the side, and then let's call in from above a wonderful healing. It's a kind of a pinky salmony color, a healing vibration. Bring them in through the top of your head, down your head, neck, down your arms and your hands, and have it roll around and around in your heart area. That's right. And have it move back out your arms and your hands, and start patting the very places on the globe, on the planet, that need our help, that need our love, that need our assistance, that need to be recognized, places where there's war that should be certainly outdated by now, places where guns are rampant, places where people are hungry and sick, places where the earth has been torn up and needs healing, places where the animals need healing, and where the atmosphere needs healing. We know how to do that. Let's just keep sending and patting this amazing energy round and round and round the planet, round and round the planet, and radiate so that those beings of different dimensions that might want to join us begin to realize that we're getting somewhere. We're not as primitive as we were. Feel that energy go round and round the globe. Come back up your hands and your arms, roll around in your heart, shoot up through your neck and your head into the great central sun. Yeah. Pops back down into the top of your head and just fills your body. And take a look back behind you and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Good. Now hop into your star tetrahedron and start your spin, 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 spinning. Oh my, that feels so good. Now tell me, when you stop spinning and when I stop spinning, are you going to call in? My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I don't have Bob here today because he's doing his electronic wizardry stuff down in Vegas. But you could see the numbers on your website there. So why don't you call in and tell me what's up with you, or if you want to learn about spirits. Or maybe a couple of you, we've already done readings of various spirits that are working to unhook your connections or your ties to them. Maybe you can call in and tell us what's going on. One of you, Carol, most particularly, you were working with a lot of pain. And remember, and we talked about how there were three very strong lifetimes, one in particular that was the source of this incredible debilitating physical aspect for your muscles, and I think it was your bones, muscles. You've had a lot of pain. And they were saying last time that there's a lot of the pain is beginning to leak out, so that the system that was created that was tight in you is now beginning to soften. So if you feel like it, call in. And who else is out there? I can see several of you thinking of calling in. Now, the fellow who, there was a priest, remember? The priest came and he said he was going to be working with the man that he had abused as a little boy. He was going to be working with him. He says his life had been tortured and he was now going to, from the other side, he was going to work with this gentleman to help him become help him refine his art so that his art moved him into the world with that incredible creative gift that he's got within him. Very, very interesting story. And the priest himself was very apologetic and is, but it's not just that. He wants redemption through helping this fellow. It's very interesting because they're so alert about all that right now. It's just amazing. And then our friend Jaya, whose sister was waking up too, she is, she's actually getting, she looks like she's much stronger and she's getting much clearer about where she is and what she's going to do. And I'm wondering if Jaya has felt any of her presence around. Now let's take a look also, let's find some new ones. Let's see who else is here. Who's going to call in? Come on, you guys. Don't make me do this all by myself. Not that I really mind. It's just that you're more interesting than just one person talking. Okay, let's see. Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing a lot of African animals, giraffes, and my goodness. I'm seeing a woman who, my goodness. Here's something interesting. Sometimes when spirits show up, I'm an empath, which a lot of you are, I'm sure, but my body will go into some sort of contortions as I get the information about what they went through. So I'm looking at giraffes and animals, and I don't know whether it's Ngorongoro crater or what. It's a crater area in Kenya, or I don't know if it's Kenya or Nyasa. It used to be called Nyasa Land. In any case, I'd have to get my map up to know what I'm talking about. But they're showing that this woman was very much active as a human being, she wanted to do animal rights, and she did a lot of work to help these animals be, to have a lot of their natural habitat protected. I guess that's what she did. She's saying restored their habitat, but what she did was she helped protect it. But then what happened to it? A lot of people were hunting it. Anyway, she got very sick. I think it was in the belly area, and she passed. But she, that was a long time ago, and she's showing up. She says that the, I guess it's the giraffes. I hope this isn't true that I'm seeing this. But anyway, the giraffes, she says, are having a terrible time. Many of the animals are, but the giraffes, she's very much in love with them as a species, the sweet, gentle folk that they are. And she said they're having a really awful time, that their terrain is pretty severely distorted right now, and that the shortage of water is tremendous, and that she's wanting to work, she's wanting to apply science. She has knowledge now, she has perspective, and she's wanting to work with several people who are in charge of this. Oh, I see. So she's white. She's either, I think she's South African or European. And she, oh, goody, I'm glad you called. I just finished this vision, actually. She says that it's Africans, not white Europeans, that are trying to help. And she's trying to help them and help them engage in some of the scientific foundations that she had. And she's really working very hard. So she's, she said that, funny, she's, I don't understand quite, but we'll get back to her probably next week. But anyway, she's said she's working with some of the afflictions of some of the Africans whose self-esteem and ability to handle the bureaucracy is really poor, and she's really trying to help with that. So she's asking that some of you will tune into that. Good evening. You are on the air. Thank you for calling in.
This is Carol, Kansas.
Hi, Carol. How are you doing from Kansas?
I think I'm been better. Still a lot of pain, but I can tell things are improving. I can tell I have more energy or higher vibration.
Okay, good. Well, I wish it were going faster for you, but, you know, it is. I can see in your body that there is movement on the base chakra level. Things are changing there. Do you feel a kind of an odd thing in your tailbone or anything?
Well, the tailbone's been broken a couple of times, and the sacrum's been broken, I've been told.
Has it been broken? Did you fall?
I don't know how it was broken. But a massage therapist just came up with that, just from feeling the scar tissue, I guess.
Are your bones, I know you have a lot of bone and muscle pain, right? And are they really crumbly? They're not, are they?
I don't understand what you mean by crumbly.
Do your bones break easily?
Well, yeah, I've had fractures in my bones, and that was somebody that does muscle testing came up with that.
Hmm.
Yeah, there was a fracture in my sacrum, they told me,
okay.
And in my right hip area.
So when I'm asking the guides, and I'm seeing these three beings again, especially the one who was dominant and very abusive, and it was back in the 1700s. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So he and the woman that we saw, who's a little more recent than that, they're very active right now. And he's saying you can receive the changes. What we're going to do, everybody at home, we're going to go and we're going to radiate into Carol's base chakra, into her red chakra, and help her raise the fields and frequency from there, because a lot of this is recorded in your base chakra. I bet you know that, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And he wants to help. And she's acting like she's some kind of doctor, nurse, or something. So he says that, or your guides and angels are saying that there are big changes going on in the base chakra. So maybe it was good that your tailbone shows that it was broken because, yeah, there you are. There you are. Because it does tell us that we can break apart some of the really intense patterning that has been placed in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, can you feel this at all?
Yes.
Okay. And we're asking it to move, and now we're asking to, and everybody, you can do this to yourself. This is not going to hurt you, and you're not going to pick up her pain. So if you focus on the base of your spine, and you consider it to be very red, and then brighten it up so that it's a really bright red, and then let's run that red light all the way up the spine. And you could use a lot of this, Carol, because it's vitalizing, you know? You're exhausted, are you?
Mm-hmm.
And are you always exhausted?
Yes, I think I am.
Okay, we're going right up your spine with the red light. Yeah. And now when we get into the base ganglion at the base of your skull, I want us to infuse that with red as well. Technically, it's green, but, you know, when you're bringing lights in, it does add vibrance. Now, do you feel that pressure in your head when we go up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going back down into the base chakra, and at the very beginning, I don't know if you heard it, we were talking about structures, and I want you to put a structure. You can use either a double tetrahedron, which is the pyramid pointing up and the pyramid pointing down, so together they form an octahedron. You can have a structure like that, or you can have a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And I want you to spin that in your base chakra, or you can spin your base chakra inside of it, whichever way you want. Whichever way comes to your vision is the easiest, you know? There you go. Because I'll tell you what you've got going on in there. You've got a knot that's being undone by said fellow from the 17th century. He really wants this to be done for you. You know the old thing, we've been told for years that love is the adhesive for the whole universe. You know, love is the thing that keeps us together. And when I'm watching him diligently trying to help you extricate yourself from this knot that he's very much a part of, I feel that love intention to evolve past this conscription. There you go. Right there. Now, where's that getting to, in your stomach?
Well, right now I'm feeling a kind of a cooling sensation on the sides of my spine, not directly in the spine that I can tell, but it's, you know, in those muscles to each side.
Okay, and it's a lower than the waist, or?
Oh, yeah, it's clear down at the base of the spine.
Okay, good. Let's just stay with that then. You know what I'm getting is, and I don't know what everybody at home is getting, but maybe you want to phone in after and tell me, but it's like there's a whole pressure in your chest area that's coming up as well. It's the courage area, because you're exhausted, you're tired, and that will show up in the chest, won't it?
Yeah, I've been in pain for so long, I'm sure it is very exhausting. I'm just used to it, so I don't, you know.
I know.
Put a label on it, I guess. It's just there.
Okay, so one more thing we're going to do, because he's really pulling on you. You should be noticing just a bit of difference yet, you know. I was going to say each week, and I'm going, well, it's hard to quantify it, isn't it? Does your husband see any difference in you at all?
He's been so busy. He's gone early in the morning and gets home late at night, and he's exhausted, so we really haven't, you know, had a chance to hardly communicate at all.
I guess that's better sometimes, is it?
Yeah, it seems to be.
Okay. Doing one more
anyway,
thing.
When I listen to the tape that you sent me, does that help? Does that re-energize me in any way?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Can you? You should be able to tell me whether it does.
Well, yeah, I think it does. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
To.
Yes, a lot of my clients say they play them while they're sleeping. Because it keeps the energy moving, you know. You don't have to really be involved with it too much. But I feel like you're coming along. It just seems quite slow. But you and I know this, that with karmic things or deep cellular things, it is pretty deep. We're very, very deep, almost unfathomable beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing a big I'm seeing quite a change in you, Carol.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that. I need to hear that.
Yeah, you look like you're quite different. And it's still kind of, what will we say, held in place, or the patterns are still there, but some of them have loosened. Some of them are way lighter. Last week it seemed like you were leaking it. Now it doesn't seem like that. You just seem a different arrangement inside. And I'm going, okay, bit by bit, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the way I feel, that I'm not leaking energy out as much as I was.
Good. Are you happier, or do you feel emotionally?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah, I think so. I'm still in a lot of pain.
I bet you are. Eh? What do you take? Well, anyway, we won't get into that right on the air.
I'm doing a lot of good stuff. You know, you told me to take more vitamin C, which I'm doing.
Good. And this is probably as much as we can do tonight. But you're coming. I feel like you're coming along. I have great faith.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it very much.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and sharing with us as well.
Okay.
All right, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, we're playing with spirits now. And the reason for that is, word has it, I've been involved in the Oneness Blessings, but it's not only that, there's all kinds of world organizations or organized light groups or something that are talking about how we can unhook and release from karma, how we can karma is just to me any kind of retribution or leftover interaction because of other experiences. And we are supposedly able to step up and out of it at this point in history. And it's not necessarily easy. Like Carol's not struggling, but she's stepping out of it bit by bit by bit. And so can you. One of the things that they teach at the Oneness Blessing is something that I love, is to call in the presence all the time. And I've been doing that for many, many years because of the I Am books. I'm sure a bunch of you have read the I Am Discourses, channeled in the 30s, I think, late 20s, early 30s, and their whole thing is about the present. And then beyond that, they say another thing, which is to go inside of yourself and call up, because you and I know that you have divinity in you. You have a fleck. I used to say years ago, it's like a fleck of divinity in everything that exists. Well, they use it beautifully. They say, tune inside and get in touch with your own divine. What does that mean to you? Does it have names? Do you have special deities that you really use as the example of the divine? Or do you believe in, a deity? I'm not preaching that at all. But I'm saying inside of yourself, get in touch with the divine and name it and give it a personality and bring in any of the examples of divinity that you believe in, that you love, that you cherish, and have it activated inside yourself. So, and I'll take your call in 1 second. So, for example, with Carol, when she's moving slowly through extricating herself from some leftover karma, I'm saying, go inside and call up your relationship with your divinity. Call it a name. Play with it. Laugh with it. Dance with it. But really call it up, because it's so amazing what can happen when you really contact that fleck of divinity in yourself, or that being of divinity in yourself. You're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi. Hi, Nadia. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm getting some movement back in my hand, finally.
Good. Thank you, God. That's been awful.
Hang on. They're just putting on my headphones so I can put my phone down and not have to hold it while I'm talking to you. Okay, there we go. Wow, I've never called in before.
Well, I'm really glad you did. And I know Nadia has been suffering from a broken wrist. For probably 2 months,
yep.
A month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's November 13th.
And it's the right one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the right one. So I finally got a little bit of movement, but gosh, the situation at work is just, you know, it's nasty. I've talked to you about that before, and you asked me a question when we were on the phone once, and you said, is there any chance of this issue resolving? And I just don't know. But I know that I've probably been pulled away from there because I need to redirect. And I don't know where to go from here. I find myself becoming smaller because I'm isolated and I'm becoming a gimp.
Well, you have a really strong healer in you. Do you know that? Did you hear me describing the divine? I want you to start talking to your divine, okay? You know,
okay.
That's divinity in yourself, and you have a very strong healer in there. But you've been held back. We've been talking with spirits lately on this show, and you've been held back for a long time by being a very sad woman from,
yeah.
I would say it was your mother from another life, probably one, I don't know how, because it's not concurrent really, but it's another life. Where her sadness made you feel as a child that you were responsible for it. And you became really rebellious with her, and yet she held on to you really tightly. So somehow it's like that's being reenacted. She's holding on you. So why I want to say that is because you have a wonderful healer teacher in you. You're beautiful. You have a great deal of empathy for children, and people.
Yeah.
And yet there's a holding back in you that has kept you away from the kind of relationships and the kind of business that will bring you into your light. And I believe that you're being directed at this time to awaken to it. I really recommend that you, and I only have a second here, I would spend some more time, but I recommend that you get really mad at whatever this being is that's holding you back. And I'm sure that if you sat and thought about it, you would feel that something has been restraining you. Would you imagine that?
I do feel that. I do feel very sad. I feel like I could burst into tears right now.
Yeah, I want you to do that and know that you're loved. And also, I want you to get mad at that feeling and say, it's time. Bring up your divinity inside and scour this feeling out, because it comes from a woman who has been your mother in another life. She's not on the planet at this time, but she's right out there ready to help you with this. In fact, she's more ready now than she was at the beginning of the conversation, because she's finally lifting up her head and pulling her arm back. And I want you to use your magic and your smudging and get her gone, so that she's separated from you. It's better for her and better for you. She's not trying to get even. She's just trying to hold on, you know?
A different perspective than I thought I'd get. I have. That's a totally new one for me.
Well, new is good. New is good.
Yeah, because I've been in the same mold for far too long, and I can't keep doing this. I feel like I'm dying.
Well, and the I, remember this, everybody at home, the identity that we have needs to die anyway. That's not who you really are. We have all these things that keep us acting like we're this way, but we're really not that. You're an amazingly intuitive healer woman who's got a talent for helping. They keep saying children. I don't know what that means to you, but really a big talent for children and adults as well. But you have a special thing about children that's going to come up.
Yeah, and, definitely. Well, the book has to get finished, and I also wonder, you know, I don't know how long it'll be till I have my hand back, but I may have to do some things that require using my right hand less and using other parts of me more.
I think that's
so
probably
maybe,
true.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to be reaching with your heart and your vibrations. And as you know, I'm going to be hooked off stage here. So my blessings to you, Nadia, and much love. And thank you for calling in and keep me posted.
Thank you, Ronnie. I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, oh, my goodness, we've got a manifestation expert coming up on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. His name is Tony Burrows. I fibbed last week. He said he was going to be on this week, and it was Stuart Mooney, who's a really wonderful, pithy character who's been he's been studying consciousness and psychology and gurus and teaching in India and here for 40-odd years. Just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And now the next guy is Tony Burrows, and he was usurped by Stuart, my choice, only because of convenience. And Tony wrote a book called Get What You Want, and I thought it was just another manifestation thing. But I'm telling you what, Get What You Want is a really inspiring book. Easy to use, work it like a workbook, and he's got, I think it's in the intention.org or something. Look him up, Tony Burrows. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, also look up my website. It's new. It's time for you to give me feedback so I can add what's missing there for you. But go through it. Give me some feedback. You can also reach me through the website now. There's Ask Veronica. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Keep radiating. Keep talking to the spirits that are coming awake to talk to you. Much love and many blessings. Good night.